I wonder how the conversation between Mary and Joseph went when Mary needed to inform her husband-to-be that she was pregnant. Matthew does not relay the story to us, but I imagine Mary saying something like, "No, she has not been with another man. She has been faithful to her commitment to marry Joseph. She has been visited by an angel. The angel told her the Holy Spirit would come upon her and she would bear a child." What must Joseph think? How can he believe such a story? He fears Mary has been unfaithful to him. Joseph does not believe Mary. Her story sounds preposterous, impossible, a fiction. No one would believe such a tale. What is he to do? We are told that Joseph is a righteous man. This means that he is a student of Jewish law. He lives as faithfully as he can by all he has learned in the Torah. He strives to live a just and ethical life. In this time, betrothal was considered to be equivalent to marriage, the first stage of marriage. The marriage was completed when the groom took his bride to his own home. Mary was still living with her mother and father in their home. To be with child at this point, before the completion of the marriage, is considered to be adultery, a scandal, a violation of morals. The law does not allow Joseph to forgive and forget. There are some legal options, one of which is having her stoned publicly. Joseph chooses the more humane legal option, which is to divorce her. He has the grace to plan to do this quietly rather than to publicly humiliate her. But God speaks to and appears to Joseph through a messenger, an angel. The angel comes to Joseph as he is sleeping, appearing in a dream. Mary is to be believed. She is bearing a child from the Holy Spirit. Joseph is to trust this unconventional, strange, unexpected news. And Joseph is told the name he is to give the child, the name God has already given to this one who is to be born, Jesus, or in Hebrew, Joshua, which means God saves. This child of Mary and from the Holy Spirit will save his people from their sins. Joseph awakens from his sleep. He did nothing to receive this visitation from the angel. God gave Joseph this gift, this revelation, this showing, as Julian of Norwich would call it. Joseph received grace to do as the angel had commanded him. He was able to choose to go beyond the law, to remain with Mary, to complete their marriage. Joseph received courage and grace to let go of convention, to move with the invitation of God, to follow where God asked him to go, moving into something new. Meister Eckhart, a mystic and preacher and theologian who lived in the late 1200s and early 1300s, said, as you've heard me to say every Advent, we are all meant to be mothers of God, for God is always needing to be born. Some years ago, a man attending an Advent quiet day I was leading was very annoyed with this saying and spoke out loud to the whole group, "This saying is just for women. What about me? What about the other men here at this quiet day? What do you have for us?" Meister Eckhart was a man, I pointed out. This did not make any sense or any difference to the annoyed man. He remained annoyed. Does it make sense to you? Here is something else Meister Eckhart says. "I once had a dream. I dreamt that I, even though a man, was pregnant and full, like a woman who is with child, and that out of this, God was born." He goes on to say, "This birth takes place in the being and in the ground and core of the soul." We know and celebrate that the one for whom we are waiting, Jesus, is born of Mary. Mary received courage and grace to say yes to being the mother of God. Away we may hear Joseph's story this day is to hear that Joseph, too, is being asked to be a mother of God, to say yes to God being born in him. Joseph has to wrestle with the law and then to follow the angel deeper down into the ground and core of his being, into the place in which God lives in each one of us, into the soul. This is Joseph's story of saying yes to love, being born in a new way in him and in the world. Does God still show up in the world in this way? Guiding a person through a dream? Speaking through an angel? Asking a person to give birth to something saving and healing in the world? In the mid-1800s, Harriet Tubman received messages from God in waking dreams. God showed her what she was to do in these visions, in these waking dreams. God showed her in a waking dream how to elude her master and the slave hunters in Maryland and how and where to enter Pennsylvania in order to be a free woman. Later, God showed her that she was going to free more slaves. People around her said, "No, no, don't go. You can't do that." But Harriet was shown by God how to move through the woods of Maryland and where to safely cross a river to bring tens of enslaved people to freedom. Some people thought Harriet was confused, addled, not right in the head. But she knew God gave her messages through visions. And she and God gave birth to free life for more than 70 people. I know a man who, in his working life, was a highly respected scientist and professor. When he was in the early years of his work life and his research, he discovered a brand new way of understanding the building blocks of our bodies. He excitedly wrote up his research and sent it off to the publisher. The publisher didn't accept his paper. Who would believe this idea? Quite some time later, another scientist published similar findings. What a breakthrough! He was brilliant! My friend felt resentful. He had not been believed. For over 40 years, he carried this resentment. One day recently, he read an article about some men who were awarded the Nobel Prize for an achievement in physics. The author of the article knew the physicist who had invented the process the award winners had used. In fact, he knew that decades before, the award winners had called the physicist to confer with him because they didn't know what they were observing, and they knew he was the authority. But they received the prize. When asked about it, asked if this bothered him, if he felt resentful, the physicist said, "It doesn't matter. I'm grateful the work has continued. I don't need the credit." As he read these words, my friend heard and felt the words go deep into his being, into the ground and core of his soul. He heard the angel, the messenger from God, speaking directly to him. In the blink of an eye, the resentment melted away. He was set free. He became a mother of God, a mother of healing, a mother of forgiveness, a mother of love in the world. He feels lighter, saved from the burden of resentment he'd carried for over 40 years. In a split second, his soul said, "Yes, yes," to God. He feels amazed and so very grateful, and his face is radiant. God is always and everywhere, offering words and dreams and visions and messengers to invite us and to guide us into new life. I wonder what God has shown you in a dream. What have you been shown in an image or a vision? What has a messenger from God said to you? God is always and everywhere, showing God's self and speaking. What do you see? What do you hear? How are you being invited to be the mother of God? Jan Richardson offers us this blessing for this season of waiting. This blessing is for the moment after the clarity has come, after inspiration, after you have agreed to what seems impossible. This blessing is what follows after illumination departs, and you realize there is no map for the path you have chosen. No one to serve as guide, nothing to do but gather up your gumption and set out. This blessing will go with you. It carries no answers, no charts, no plans. It carries no source of light within itself. But in its pocket is tucked a mirror that, from time to time, it will hold up to you to remind you of the radiance that came when you gave your awful and wondrous yes.